Masters of Suspense.
Farnsworth, come in.
Thank you, Mrs. Johnson. Forgive me for calling so late in the day. I was working in my garden and lost track of the time. Time doesn't mean much when I'm amongst my flowers. I thought you might like some.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Farnsworth. They're beautiful.
Wonderful things, flowers. You get pleasure out of both growing them and giving them away. How's your husband this evening, Mrs. Johnson?
About the same. Dr. Sanders is with him now.
Oh, he's quite a remarkable young man, that Dr. Sanders. Very efficient, very good-looking.
Yes, isn't he?
Oh, here he comes now. Good evening, Dr. Sanders.
Oh, hello, Mr. Farnsworth.
How's Mr. Johnson this evening?
Not too well, I'm afraid. Mrs. Johnson, I'd like to talk to you alone.
Oh, well, I just dropped in with these flowers. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Farnsworth.
Make sure he's gone.
Yes, I can see him through the window. There he goes. Oh, Peter. Is Edward...
He's the same.
But you said...
That was for Farnsworth's benefit. Your husband can go on for years, Dorothy.
Years?
2 months ago, I thought it'd be only a matter of weeks, but he's rallied.
Is there any chance of him fully recovering?
No. He'll be a bedridden invalid till he dies.
Oh, Peter, what are we going to do? How long can I go on like this, loving you and waiting for him to die?
That's entirely up to you, Dorothy.
Up to me?
I think you've got the courage. That's why I told Farnsworth your husband's in a bad way.
What are you saying, Peter?
You're going to take him some tea, aren't you?
Yes.
He's a helpless old man, Dorothy. He's no good to himself or anyone else. With him out of the way, you and I...
Out of the way?
He wouldn't suffer. Here. This packet of powders.
Poison?
Very quick acting. He'll be dead a few minutes after drinking his tea.
I'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, A Cup of Tea.
Which statement is correct? In the beginning, God created, or in the beginning, God did not create? This question is answered every Friday afternoon at 5:15 on WMUU on the Bible and Modern Science. Join us each week and invite your friends to listen, too.
I don't look at it that way. He's keeping us apart. Besides, he's suffering.
But to give him poison.
It's a merciful way out. Of course, if you're willing to wait a few years...
Oh, we can run away together, Peter.
What will you use for money?
Oh,
he's worth a fortune. You've been married to him for 6 years. I think you've earned the right to his money. But if you leave him now, Dorothy, you won't get a cent.
But the police...
As far as anyone knows, your husband is a dying man.
Well, there'd be an inquest.
It'd be cut and dried. There'd be no reason in the world for anyone to suspect murder. But we'd still have to be very careful.
How do you mean...
We wouldn't be able to see much of each other. This is a small town. People talk.
How long will we have to wait?
A few months. Well, that's better than 4 or 5 years, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, how will we arrange it, Peter? I mean, going away together.
Well, you could leave town. You could say you're going on a long trip. Just before that, I'll sell my practice. The way I have it figured, we'd meet in Los Angeles and go to South America. As for the stocks and property your husband leaves... I'll convert to cash and bank it in Los Angeles.
Well, what if it's an autopsy?
There won't be. I've told people that your husband had a bad heart. They won't suspect anything.
You're sure he won't suffer?
I give you my word.
Do you love me, Peter?
You know I do.
What if I thought you didn't? I'd take that poison myself.
Don't be silly.
But I've never loved anyone before. I married Edward only because he could take care of
me. And for the past few years, you've been taking care of him. He refuses to hire a nurse. You've waited on him night and day. That's no life for a young and beautiful woman.
We'll be happy, won't we, Peter?
Wonderfully happy. I'll see to that.
Well, you always love me, always.
I'll never stop loving you.
You mean so much to me that it's frightening.
It shouldn't frighten you, darling. Our love is a wonderful thing. And we're not going to let that old man upstairs rob us of it, are we?
No, Peter.
Dorothy.
How do you feel, Edward?
Oh, fine. Just fine.
Here, let me fix those pillows for you. I'll help you up.
Oh, thank you, Dorothy. My dear, I've been doing some thinking. The last year or so, it hasn't been very pleasant for you.
Never mind, Edward.
I should have engaged a nurse.
It's all right.
No, it's not all right. You need a vacation, my dear, and I'm going to see...
I don't want a vacation.
But I...
Well, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Here, Edward. Your tea.
Sir? He's finished. Good work, darling.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Williamson. You've been very kind. Goodbye. Oh. It's all over. Inquest, funeral. During the past 3 days, he's only spoken to me once. Whisper at the funeral.
It's all right, Dorothy. You're doing fine. There's nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about. This cold, cheerless house. When am I going to see him again?
This is a small town. We have to be careful. People come.
He said it'd be a few months if we could go away. A few months of living in this house. Oh, Peter, I'm afraid. I must see you. I must. What's wrong, Peter?
Someone might be passing by. You want to ruin everything?
I had to see you. You put your arms on me. Hold me tight. I'm afraid.
Get control of yourself. If you keep on like this, you'll give everything away.
Oh, Peter.
Now, take it easy.
Oh, I feel better now. Stronger. I need you so much, Peter. You don't know what I've been through.
Yes, I do. But you've got to keep your courage.
I can, as long as I see you often.
That's not possible. Look, this is the danger period. If one person guesses how we feel about each other, just one, then everyone in town will be talking in no time at all. You shouldn't have phoned me. I warned you about that.
All I did was to tell you I felt sick. You're my doctor. Even if anyone was listening to our phone conversation, they couldn't possibly suspect anything.
Yes, but you mustn't do it again.
All right, Peter, but please don't expect me to carry on by myself. If I don't see you, I'm afraid of what I might do.
I have a key. I'll come here as often as I dare, when I'm sure it's safe.
How often?
Maybe twice a week.
Twice a week?
We only have a few months to wait, Dorothy.
This house. Sometimes I imagine I hear his voice. I don't know.
Just a few months, and then we'll have the rest of our lives. Remember, it's not easy for me either. I love you so much.
Peter, don't ever stop saying that.
I won't. Now, keep that chin up and don't be afraid anymore.
Who can that be? Maybe you'd better leave.
No. My car's out front. Open the door.
Oh. Mr. Farnsworth.
Good evening, Mrs. Johnson. May I come in?
Of course.
Thank you. Well, Dr. Sanders.
Hello, Mr. Farnsworth. And now, don't forget to take that medicine I prescribed, Mrs. Johnson.
All right, Doctor.
And get out in the air as much as you can. It'll help you to go to sleep.
I'll do that, Doctor. Thank you.
Goodbye for now. See you again, Mr. Farnsworth.
Yes, Doctor. Yes. Nice-looking fellow, Dr. Sanders.
Yes.
I came over to see if there was something I could do for you, Mrs. Johnson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Farnsworth, but I'm quite all right.
About my not going to the funeral today. I don't like funerals.
I understand, but thank you for the lovely wreath you sent.
Pink roses. When your husband was well a few years back, he used to stop at my place and admire the pink roses.
Sending them was a very kind thought. I appreciate it.
You're going to be pretty lonely here in this big house, aren't you?
I suppose I will be.
But then it mightn't be too bad. The doctor will probably stop by every now and then, huh?
Oh, that won't be necessary. I only called him today because I had a headache. Why are you laughing?
Yes, sir. The doctor is a very good-looking fellow.
Exactly what do you mean by that, Mr. Farnsworth?
I think you get the picture pretty well, Mrs. Johnson. Your husband left you a good deal of money, didn't he?
I don't see what that has to do with you.
But I can see what it has to do with Dr. Sanders.
I have no idea what you're getting at, but I don't like your attitude. Now, please leave this house.
You can climb down off that big white horse, Mrs. Johnson. You see, I know plenty. I know, for instance, that you and Dr. Sanders are sweet on each other. Now, I've done some snooping around. I've seen you kissing when you thought nobody was looking. You're in love with each other, and you couldn't wait for your husband to die. You couldn't wait.
What are you suggesting?
That you and Dr. Sanders murdered your husband, that's what.
That's fantastic.
Is it? Then why do you look so scared, huh?
I have no reason to be frightened.
Oh, in that case, you won't mind if the police exhume the body. I'll phone them right now about it, huh?
In just a moment, we return with our story, A Cup of Tea.
The City Coach Lines asks you to leave the traffic plus and ride with them. You'll enjoy the clean coaches and the pleasant bus drivers. You'll also enjoy talking to people as you travel along.
Causes, Mrs. Johnson, then you've got nothing to be afraid of. Now, let's see. What's the number of the police
station? Put down the phone.
Now, why should I do that? I'm a citizen doing what I figure is my duty.
Please, please put down the phone, Mr. Farnsworth.
Please, eh? Well, seeing you might be getting sensible about this, there.
Oh. What you're suggesting is completely untrue.
Oh, and I thought you were going to be sensible. I thought you were going to say, what kind of deal can we make, Mr. Farnsworth?
Deal?
Yes. Your husband left a pretty big estate, they tell me, worth around $500,000.
It's not nearly that much.
Well, take off a third for natural exaggeration, and it's still a heap of money. You and Dr. Sanders wouldn't miss, $15,000?
$15,000?
That's all, Mrs. Johnson. I'm not a greedy man.
Well, why should I give you all that money? I've done nothing wrong. I've no reason to...
That'll be enough of that. Now, you listen to me. I know what happened. I watched and I waited for it. And now it'll cost you $15,000 to buy my silence. I'll give you till tomorrow to think it over. You and the handsome young doctor.
Mr. Farnsworth, this is Dr. Sanders. I'm phoning from Mrs. Johnson's home.
Yeah, I saw you go in just a minute ago, Doctor.
We'd like to have a talk with you, Mr. Farnsworth.
Fine, fine. I'll be right over. You can raise only $6,000, huh?
I'll have the rest of it by next week.
Hmm. Well, I'm a reasonable man, Mrs. Johnson.
Have you told anyone else of your suspicions, Mr. Farnsworth?
Oh, no, Doctor. I'm a man who minds his own business, especially when the business is worth $15,000.
What guarantee will you give us that you'll keep quiet?
Well, now...
We'll require some kind of a guarantee.
I'm afraid you'll just have to take my word for it, Doctor. I'm not signing any papers, if that's what you've got on your mind. You're not going to get something on me.
But how do we know you'll stay happy with $15,000?
Well, you don't.
In other words, later on you can blackmail us again. So?
You're just trying to frighten me with that gun.
We could never feel safe with you alive, Farnsworth.
Now, look, Paper. Statement. I'll sign a statement. Accessory to murder. Blackmail. And while you hold that statement, I'll have to keep quiet. You can word it any way you like. I'll sign it any way you like.
No. We could never trust you, Barnsley.
Peter!
The shot would be heard.
Not with this pillow over the gun.
You'd be suspected. It'd all come out.
Not the way I've got it figured, Farnsworth.
Oh, no, no, please, please!
I had to do it, Dorothy. You were standing in the way. I won't let anybody stand in the way.
What am I going to do now?
Well, I'll have to get rid of the body.
Where?
Farnsworth often drove to New York City, didn't he?
Oh, that's almost 300 miles away.
I can drive there in 7 or 8 hours and take the train back. I'll use his car. I'll abandon the car in the woods on the Jersey side of the river.
But his body...
I'll make sure it won't be found. He has no relatives. He won't be missed for weeks. But this means we'll have to be even more careful from now on, darling.
Peter, I don't know if I'll be strong enough.
You'll have to be. We're going to let this miserable blackmailer ruin our future together?
You don't know how it is living in this house. Jumping at every sound. Oh, Peter, do we have to wait as long as we planned?
If we don't, someone may guess what's happened. It'll take just one gossip. No, we must wait.
I can't.
You will, Dorothy, you will.
Oh, my arms.
You'll do as I say.
Please, you're hiding me, Peter.
You'll do as I say, Dorothy, or...
Or what?
What's the matter with us? Arguing is the last thing in the world we should do. I'm sorry, darling.
Let's just forget it, Peter. I shouldn't have lost my head.
You'll be all right. Well, I'd better get rid of him.
Good morning, Mrs. Johnson.
Captain Morgan. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Sit down.
No, thank you. I won't be staying long.
What can I do for you?
How well do you know your next-door neighbor, George Farnsworth?
Fairly well.
When did you see him last, Mrs. Johnson?
Not for quite some time. About 2 weeks, I'd say.
Do you have any idea where he went?
Well, yes. At least a few days before he left, he... said he was thinking of making another trip to New York City.
I see.
Nothing has happened to him, I hope.
Well, we're not sure. Last time you saw him, was he behaving normally? I mean, did he seem worried or anything?
No.
Does he have any enemies that you know of?
He never spoke about any enemies.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Johnson. If you think of anything that may help us to locate Farnsworth, let me know, will you?
Yes, but what happened?
His car was found abandoned in New Jersey a week ago. I'm sorry to have troubled you, Mrs. Johnson.
Not at all.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Captain. Oh. There was an odd look on the captain's face. Oh, I wonder if he suspects. He may have been feeling me out. Oh, did I say anything wrong? I can't even remember what I said. My face. My face in the mirror. I'm being older. Lines. Deep lines beneath my eyes. I wonder if others notice. Oh, what do people think when they see me? Oh, Peter. I must say, Peter. I can't say anymore.
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, A Cup of Tea.
Even with all our elaborate transmitting facilities, utilizing the most modern principles of communication, and your fine home radio receiver, WMUU cannot bring you its high-caliber programming without a most important component, the advertiser. Trade with them regularly. You'll be doing both of us a favor.
Inside, quick. Did anyone see you come here?
I don't know.
You don't know? Dorothy, have you gone mad?
No, I have. I don't know. I don't care. I'm afraid, Peter. I'm afraid. Captain Morgan came to my house.
Morgan? What did he want?
He asked questions about Farnsworth. The car was found in New Jersey.
Well, that's nothing to worry about. I knew the car would be found sooner or later. In fact, I counted on it.
Maybe the police suspect us. They're not so dumb.
Listen, they have no reason to suspect us, and they won't have unless you give them reason.
I don't know what to say and what to do. I'm afraid, Peter. Let's go away.
That'd be like putting a sign on our backs, a sign that says, "We murdered Edward Johnson and George Farnsworth." There's nothing to worry about, Dorothy. How can I get that into your head?
Oh, put your arms around me. Hold me tight and I'll feel better.
Dorothy, we're going to win out. You must realize that. Farnsworth's body will never be found. He'll be just a missing person, and the police won't have a case. You've got to be calm.
Yes. Yes, Peter. Calm.
And promise me you won't ever come into my apartment again.
I had to see you.
Yes, yes, I know, but you mustn't do it again.
That's all I had to live for, seeing you.
In another 6 weeks, it'll be all over. We'll be together.
6 weeks can be an eternity.
All right. I'll try and see you more often.
Oh, will you, Peter? Please, please. I'll do anything else. Just come to see me, Peter. Please don't leave me alone in that house. I haven't seen him for 5 days. The phone, I'll call. No. No, you promised not to use the phone. Wake up, please. I can't stay here any longer. I cry for a walk.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson.
Huh? Oh. Mrs. Arnold.
How are you these days?
Oh, fine, thank you.
We missed you at the country club dance last night. Thinking you were ill, I asked Dr. Sanders about you. He said that as far as he knew, you were all right.
I didn't go to the dance because, well, I'm still in mourning.
Oh, yes, of course. Speaking of Dr. Sanders, I wonder if he'll marry Shirley English.
Mr. Sanders? Married?
Yes. They're being seen everywhere together, you know. My, they make a very handsome couple.
Dorothy, I told you not to get in touch with me.
I phoned because I had to see you.
What about?
Shirley English.
Shirley English?
Oh, so innocent. I've been told that you're seeing a lot of her.
Only because she happens to be at the same parties, that's all.
Parties? You go to parties while I sit here in this house.
Dorothy, if you remember, we decided on a plan. We were both to act normally.
So you had the fun while I sit here. For hours and hours I just sit. If it sounds like a knife stabbing at my inside, my head pounds. I feel I'm going mad.
Here, I'd better give you something to quiet
you. I don't want anything. But... no!
Well, at least let me fix you a drink. I'm going to have one myself anyhow.
My face in the mirror. I look old. Old. Yes, and Shirley English is young and beautiful. Peter, you can see him as he makes the drinks. Powder. He's pouring powder into my drink.
Here you are, Dorothy. A double scotch.
Thank you.
Here's to us. Aren't you drinking?
I'm going to bed. Sorry for behaving like I did, Peter.
Oh, that's all right. I know you're under a big strain, but have your drink first.
I'll have it upstairs, in my room. Poison. He has most of my money. Now he wants to get rid of me. But he's recorded suicide. See, I'd murdered my husband. How cleverly he worked it. How cleverly he planned. It won't work, Peter.
Why have you had me brought here, Captain?
Let me tell him, Captain.
Go right ahead, Mrs. Johnson.
It's all over, Peter. I've confessed.
Be quiet, Doris.
I told him how you poisoned my husband, and then how you shot Farnsworth.
Doris!
And then, Peter, how you tried to poison me.
Poison you?
I saw you in the mirror. I saw you put the poison powder in my drink.
Drink? You fool, Dorothy. You fool.
Take him away.
You stupid fool.
I tricked him. I was too smart for him.
I'm afraid he's right, Mrs. Johnson.
Huh?
You are a fool. Here, have a look at this.
What is it?
A report from the lab. An analysis of that drink you brought in. Here, the last item should interest you.
Headache powder.
Yeah. An ordinary headache powder. Would you care for another one?
And that concludes tonight's peril story, A Cup of Tea.